Hi, my name is Amy Laskowski, and I'm a writer here at BU Today. This is another installment of our weekly podcast, Wellness Wednesday. Halloween is coming up, and with the holiday comes tons and tons of candy. But as you're probably aware, candy contains sugar, and sugar does a few things that aren't too great. It promotes cavities, and experts believe too much sugar is a major factor in obesity, chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, and it's also a contributor to some other big health issues too. But think about it. You're only setting yourself up for failure if you try to avoid Skittles and Milky Ways entirely on Halloween. I'm here with Rachel Reynolds, Assistant Director and Senior Nutritionist at Boston University's Sargent Choice Nutrition Center. She's going to talk about all things sugar. How much is too much? If there are any candies out there that you should be avoiding entirely? And how best to eat sugar in moderation? Hi, Rachel. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, first question for you. How much sugar should we be eating versus how much do people actually consume?
One of the points I always like to clarify before talking about that is the fact that there are different types of sugar. So without going into too much detail, there are some naturally occurring sugar, which is in foods like milk, yogurt, and other dairy foods. And then fruits and vegetables have naturally occurring sugar as well. So when we're talking about the recommendations around sugar, we're typically more concerned with added sugar. The recommendation from the 2015, the most recent dietary guidelines, is for the calories from added sugar to be less than 10% of the total calories that someone should consume in a day. So that's not super specific, and everyone's calorie needs are going to be very different. Often we hear 2,000 calories as, the amount that the average person needs in a day. I would argue that's not necessarily the average that people would need in a day. That's just a number that, we sometimes use. So if you use that as a ballpark, then that would be roughly 12 teaspoons of sugar in a day, would be like roughly 10% of those calories. That being said, it's a little bit hard when we think about quantifying this amount of added sugar because it's in a lot of foods that we eat.
Can I ask, what are those foods that are going to see the most added sugar?
So the most commonly consumed added sugar, just across the country, is from sugar-sweetened beverages. So that could be soda, that could be like fancy coffee drinks, that could be, iced tea, lemonade. There's a lot of different types of drinks. So a lot of people do consume added sugar in that way. It could be even sometimes crackers or breads or salad dressings,
things. Carbs, delicious things.
Delicious things. I mean, and foods just tend to have a little bit of sugar in them. So, I wouldn't want people looking at their labels for every food that they eat to see if there's added sugar, because that's cumbersome
crazy.
It's stressful. Yeah. And so we don't need to worry about every little gram. It's the awareness of thinking about where are the places where I'm getting added sugar, where I'm really enjoying the food that I'm eating, versus where am I getting added sugar that I didn't even know was there. And having the awareness that it's there can help us sometimes with those decisions around, where do I need this?
Can I cut it? Can you give an example of something, instead of added sugar here, get the sweetness from somewhere else?
Sure. I think the examples are going to be different for different people. Definitely depends on preferences. Also accessibility. What are the foods that someone has access to? I think a really good example are things like bars. There's a lot of different types of bars out there, right? We could go into the grocery store.
Nutrition bars?
Nutrition bars. Yeah. Some people call them protein bars, mm-hmm. or nutrition bars or granola bars.
Yeah.
But you could go just into the grocery store down the street and there's hundreds of different types of these bars. And so sometimes people are having them because they really like the taste. Sometimes they're having them because they're portable, they're convenient. Sometimes they're having them because they feel like it's helping them get the protein that they need or some other ingredient that would be helpful for them. So that's a place where very commonly there are added sugars, but often people aren't actually eating those foods because they want to get pleasure from it. So for example, it could be, this bar is really convenient and I eat it every morning. And so they may be eating it for convenience and just to have something before their first class and not recognize that there's added sugar there, but they're not necessarily enjoying it. So if they're thinking about something that's sort of quick and portable, again, there's no perfect food that would substitute this, but it could be, grabbing a piece of fruit or having something like, oatmeal or yogurt mm-hmm. or both to go with it or something like that, where they're getting some sweetness from the fruit. They're getting these other health-promoting foods that, often people aren't getting enough of anyway, and they're able to get their sort of nutrition foundation from that, and then they can have added sugar at another time later when they're actually going to enjoy that food.
Mm-hmm. What's the potential harm of eating more added sugar than we need?
So, you know, sugar is something that it's not health promoting. We don't need it for survival. It is really important, of course, you know, for mental health and for pleasure. And so a lot of times we're getting this added sugar in a way where we're not getting nutrients coming with it. So, you know, long term, it can be really hard to feel satisfied, feel full, and get all of the health promoting foods that we need when we're relying on foods that do have added sugar and kind of give us this, does give us quick energy, but we use it very quickly. And so, you know, potentially that can be harmful, you know, over the long term. It often comes down to the healthy eating pattern, not so much one food at a time. So if someone is getting enough of those health promoting foods that they need and they're having some added sugar in a way that they enjoy, then there might not be any harm to that.
So Halloween is coming up. You're going to be eating candy. I'm guessing it will be passed out in class. You might be doing some trick-or-treating on your floor. Are there any candies that you should steer clear of because they're more sugary than others?
So it's such a great question because there's a lot of different types of candy out there and there's a lot of different types of just dessert foods in general. And in a way, it's too bad that people feel like they're concerned about which one should I have? Like which one's the better one? Which one's worse or whatever? Because, you know, really the nitty gritty differences don't really matter. What I would actually be concerned about is what is the environment around this candy? Like how is this candy bringing itself into your life, I guess is a way to put it. But for example, you know, someone might really like candy, but on any given day, you know, they might not have it around. So let's say, you know, one day someone offers them something that they really like and it's their favorite candy and they eat it and they get to enjoy it. So that's very different than, you know, there's a bowl of it in their room or maybe a professor brings it into class or they go have a meeting and there's a bowl of it sitting somewhere. It can become, oh, candy is just in our environment kind of everywhere. And that's very hard to say no, you know, for most people, to something that's delicious mm-hmm. when it's everywhere. Yeah. So it kind of puts us in a position to feel like we have to say no or we have to will ourselves away from it, which is just not fair.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, just be less concerned about what exactly is in that particular candy and more about, you know, which type of candy does someone enjoy the most? And around this time of year, what are the environments like around them? And how does that impact the way that they're consuming or not consuming?
Thank you to Rachel for talking with us today. And thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you like listening to Wellness Wednesday, please leave a review for us in the Apple Podcasts app. It helps new listeners find the podcast. Have a good one.